Hey, and welcome to the Network Computing Security Podcast. This is Kurt Franklin. Sorry, it's been a break of a couple of weeks since my last podcast. It's been a busy time with a lot of activity going on in a lot of areas. But I'm going to try to make it up to you over the next few days with information that I got out at NetSec and some other cool stuff that's going on. The first thing that I want to do is bring part of an interview that I had with a fascinating guy. His name is Rich Baich, and he is the Chief Information Security Officer at ChoicePoint. Now, ChoicePoint is a company name that you'll recognize from the news. They were one of the first to have been affected by the recent spate of fraud and break-ins at companies handling large volumes of consumer data. Rich has some interesting viewpoints on that, but that's not why we're having him on the program this time. He is also the author of a book. I had to reach over and grab it off the shelf. The book's called Winning as a CISO, A Guide for Security Executives. It's not a terribly thick volume, but it has very good information at the executive level on the kinds of skills and abilities and techniques that are critical for someone who is being put in the position of Chief Information Security Officer. And it was in his role as author that I was talking to him out in Scottsdale at NetSec. I asked him what sorts of skills were necessary for becoming a successful CISO, and I thought he had some interesting things to say. So let me bring you that first, and then I'll close and tell you a little bit more about some of the other things going on around the channel and network computing. But here is my interview with Rich Baich. I'm here at the NetSec conference in Scottsdale, Arizona, talking with Rich Baich, who's the author of Winning as a CISO, A Guide for Security Executives. Rich, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me. And let me ask first, from your perspective, what are the hallmarks of the role of a CISO?
Well, I think a CISO role is different, depending on the industry, depending on the market. So I'd rather try to, since we're short on time, just kind of give you a general overview. A CISO role should be one that's geared towards business executive management. No longer are those days of you should be the one configuring a firewall, you should be the one looking at the vulnerability management. You need to have a team of professionals doing that. Your time is going to be spent ensuring that laws, regulations, and customers are getting adequate information and adequate security to meet their requirements. It takes an individual that understands policy, leadership, and technology to fill that role. So I think it's imperative that individuals that are seeking out leadership roles in security spend time also developing skills in business and even in potentially roles outside the IT department. Maybe being a general manager within the company is a great role. The role is very complex. It takes multi-disciplines and the ability to motivate, market, sell, and then successfully implement. It's not a skill set that normally is out there in IT traditionally. but it's an exciting career path. I encourage anybody that's looking for a good challenge to try to seek out that role.
Okay, let me ask a quick question. Now, do you see coming up through the information security, if you will, career path, where you would typically be certified for the various standards organizations, is that a necessary prerequisite for going after a position as CISO, or is it possible to come at it from a different direction and still have the possibility of being successful?
I like the security industry certifications because it tells me that this individual is committed to the industry. You know, while I'm not going to, you know, suggest that it makes anybody smarter than anybody else, because I don't think that's the case, but what it demonstrates to me that there's a commitment. Because in security, it really is more than just a job. There's a commitment there. And if you've taken time to get the certifications, I think it's important. You know, if you start your career off and you're starting off with lower level technical certifications and you end up moving your way up to a CISSP, CISSM, or something that's more managerial, I think that really suggests that you've matured your way through that industry. But even those individuals that want to come into security and don't have that strong technical background as a practitioner, I still think there's a place for them in the executive ranks because they've developed that leadership skills, potentially doing something else within the IT organization or even outside the IT organization. But I think the certifications are something that really demonstrates a commitment. And I think individuals should look to seek those for that very reason.
Okay. There aren't very many academic programs in information security these days. I've seen programs beginning to start up as sort of subspecialties within computer science or computer engineering programs. Do you think this is an area where we need academic programs, where we need people coming out with the BS in computer security?
Yes, and again, if you're not familiar with the NSA-sponsored Centers of Excellence, there are over 50 universities that have undergraduate as well as master degree programs. There's not too many that have doctoral programs right now, but I know quite a few are looking at developing those. So I believe that, you know, we are investing in that, and obviously individuals are seeking that out as a role. But what I like that I'm seeing out there is I now am seeing some actual MBAs with concentration in information security management. I'll put a plug in for Purdue because I actually saw that on their website that they have that. And I think that's great because when you're moving up to that master's level, it's good to understand the technology, but if you're going to take a leadership role, you need to be able to change culture, lead change, motivate people, define services and show value if you're going to be successful for your team.
All right. excuse me. Desert air is getting to me. Final question. From your perspective, looking at CISOs in the organization, do you see a natural office for the CISO to report into, or is that something that's going to necessarily change from organization to organization?
I think culture and industry do drive what an organization looks like. So I'll answer the question, but I want to preface it to say it doesn't fit for everybody. But generically speaking, I believe a CISO's role could also be a CSO, Chief Security Officer role, Chief Risk Officer, Chief Privacy Officer, Chief Compliance Officer. It would really depend upon the breadth of the organization and the manpower that they have to focus on all those areas. But ultimately, I do believe there needs to be one executive that has kind of all that functionality under it. And I'll explain in my opinion that functionality is your network security, which is your traditional technical security, information security, which is your softer policy, incident response, access control, business continuity and risk, and then something called operational security. And that operational security is things such as background checks, traditional physical security, fraud, all those functionalities need to roll up under that executive. Whether that title is a CISO, CSO, I don't know, but that functionality needs to be there. But more importantly, I believe that that leader needs to work for the COO or the president or someone that's in the business chain, not legal, not IT, not human resources. Because at the end of the day, the value that a good security practitioner gives is a risk component back to the leader of the business so they understand what's the risk of doing business.
Outstanding. Rich, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Again, I've been sitting with Rich Baich, who's the author of Winning as a CISO, A Guide for Security Executives. Well, that's it from my interview with Rich Baich out at NetSec in Scottsdale. Next on the podcast, we're going to be talking about a couple of things, a new book that has come across the desk. We're also going to talk about some of the latest fraud and break-in stuff, and unfortunately what it looks like it might well mean for regulation. I'm not at all sure we need more regulation in terms of overall computer security, but I'm not sure at this point that we're going to be able to avoid it, given the high profile and extremely high visibility of some of the break-ins and incidents of fraud that we've had lately. As for some of the other stuff that's been going on, we've got some interesting tests running in the lab here in the security section. You'll be hearing about some of those. And there's a new project going on here at CMP that I'd like you to check out. If you look at our main page, if you look at the main page of TechWeb, you'll find the news show. I know that lots of people have been waiting to see me. I'm one of the correspondents, and despite that, it looks like a truly superb concept that's going to be fun and informative and present some good information for folks in video and audio format. So check it out. That's the news show on TechWeb. Until next time, this is Kurt Franklin for Network Computing. Thank you.